but my imagination had been going wild. Could they have been talking about me? Oscar was again outside early this morning, looking up. July 6th, 1961. Thursday evening news. This evening a surprise. The Ahmadi brought me The Arabian Nights, which has to be one of my all-time favorite storybooks. When she saw the smile on my face, she said, "So he was right." It turns out the Ahmadi asked Oscar this morning what book he might recommend for someone about his age, and he pulled this one out. I opened the book, and there it was as a bookmark, The Queen of Hearts.
So, it sounds like Oscar saw Mommy and Anita in the closet, but decided to keep their secret and act like he never saw them. Now he and Anita are communicating by passing that Queen of Hearts card back and forth. It's nice that at least one fun thing is happening in Anita's life while she's trapped in that closet and worried about her father and uncle. Speaking of the closet, I wonder how long Anita and Mommy will have to live in there. I mean, it's not like they can stay in that tiny space forever. But when will it be safe to come out, and where will they go then? Let's go on to July 7th, 1961, on page 127.
July 7th, 1961. Friday night. Just knowing that I might have a secret communication going with Oscar makes every day brighter. I'm spending a lot more time in the bathroom, trying out hairstyles. This afternoon, Mommy saw me fussing and said, "Who's going to see you here? For heaven's sake, Anita?" My face burned. Of course, she's right. But still, I told her what Tio Pepe had said about the Marquis de Sade. Mommy just answered with one of Chucha's sayings, "Dress the monkey in silk, he's still a monkey." During supper tonight, Tio Pepe got into a long explanation about how human beings aren't using their full potential. If the brain were this plate, he said, we're using this grain of rice. Einstein maybe used this wedge of avocado. Galileo, this yucca patty. To think how much potential I'm wasting combing my hair and wondering if I'm pretty enough. "How do you know when you're using your full potential?" I asked Tio Pepe. But before he could get a word out, the Ahmadi said, "I'll tell